May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. Let it be Christmas, where hope, peace, caring, and love seem possible once again. 6 years ago, this December, my family walked up 51st Street from Park Avenue, hugging the walls of St. Patrick's Cathedral as the cold wind swept through the night streets of New York City. My family was not sure where I was leading them as the streets became more and more crowded. The next day, my mother would be laid to her final rest on Long Island. Yet this night was a way to celebrate her life and the city that she loved more than any other. Suddenly, we turned the corner and the bright lights of Christmas appeared as the branches of the majestic tree waved over the skaters and the masses gathered at Rockefeller Center. People of all ages, races, creeds, and conditions were smiling. My family too. And in that moment, the world seemed full of hope again. This past week here at St. John's, I walked through the final days of Advent with one of our families whose beloved wife, mother, sister, and grandmother was slowly passing into eternal life at St. Joseph's Hospice. And we as a nation have each these days of the last 2 weeks journeyed in mourning the deaths of 20 innocent little children and their 5 teachers and principal who were murdered by gunfire in a Connecticut elementary school. At 9:30 a.m. on Friday, December 21st, the bells of St. John's tolled 26 times, along with thousands of churches across our nation in honor and memory of these lost lives. So how is it when we are faced in our personal lives or our life as a nation with such sadness and tragedy that we can be a hopeful people of God? I believe we are able because in the midst of it, there is good news. There is the possibility of hope, the great possibility of hope because of Christmas. The angel of the Lord said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy. For all the people, to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord." We cannot be exactly certain what that night was like in the little town of Bethlehem. It is St. Luke's Gospel that gives us the most beautiful description of Jesus' birth. Numerous Christmas hymns proclaim the story, and countless artists throughout the ages have sought to capture these nativity images on canvas, as have our creche. What can be certain, though, is that the birth of Jesus, the descendant of King David, was a new king, a new kind of king that would change the course of history forever. The incarnation, the very birth of Jesus Christ, the very birth of the Son of God in the person of Jesus, was what has been called by gospel writers and theologians as the fullness of time. It is what the prologue to St. John's Gospel read as we began this evening's service pointed toward. This was the moment in the course of human history that God chose to come into the world as Savior in an infant child born to Mary and Joseph. And what was also born that night, more than 2,000 years ago, was hope. Hope with a capital H. A capital H to that age, and hope for our age, and hope for the ages yet to come. You see, first century Palestine, too, was filled with violence. It was filled with sadness. It was filled with death and destruction. The people were waiting for a Messiah to deliver them from this oppression, from this evil, from this sin, when the hope of Jesus Christ was born in that stable. I believe proclaiming the hope that was born in Jesus Christ is, in the final analysis, the centrality of the mission of the church and Christians everywhere. Theologian and author C.S. Lewis said in his own words that if the thing happened, the incarnation, then it is the most significant event in the history of the world. And he, of course, believed that it happened. He had been converted to Christianity. And he believed that because of it, hope entered the entire world. And hope has entered the entire world. And hope can enter your world as well. Hope is always within our reach. Hope is always within your reach. What then is this hope? The hope of the Christ child. What brought you here, I believe, tonight, is that despite your experiences, perhaps to the contrary, peace, caring, and love are always possible. When we proclaim this hope and you seek to live it out, Jesus brings light to the darkest places of your life. And all of us have dark places in our lives. To the mourning, to the sadness, to the hatred and prejudice, to the violence and destruction, to all that is not of the love of God. This is what calls us to light our candles. This is what empowered us to sing Adeste Fidelis. Hark the herald angels sing as we began this evening's beautiful festival Eucharist. And this is what will encourage us to sing Joy to the World, the Lord has come, let earth receive her King, as we process out of St. John's candlelit service to go back to our homes. To I pray for you tonight to go back renewed into whatever is your situation. You see, every Christmas brings a new hope for your world and for the world where peace and love ultimately prevail over the forces of darkness. The church, St. John's, and Christians everywhere are called to be bearers of that hope, bearers of that light, to bring the light of the Christ child in the form of peace, in the form of caring, in the form of non-judgment, in the form of love to all whom we encounter, to our families, friends, strangers, community, nation, and the world. So now I say to you, let it be Christmas. A blessed and merry Christmas to you all. Amen.